This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump bemoaned the horrible number of Americans who have died due to the coronavirus while pointing to signs of hope. Speaking at his daily briefing at the White House, the president said in the midst of grief, the country is seeing signs that its strategy is working.
We're seeing hospital admissions declining very substantially, as I said, and nationwide the number of new cases per day is flattening, substantially suggesting that we are near the peak.
But Dr. Deborah Birx from the President's Coronavirus Task Force said Americans need to keep doing what they've been doing to stop the spread of the virus.
And so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the week before and the week before that, because that's what in the end is going to take us up across the peak and down the other side.
Trump, who is now weighing when to reopen the economy, is pointing to models that are forecasting U.S. death rates far lower than originally estimated. The president's comments came on the same day as Johns Hopkins University's worldwide death toll surpassed 102,000. The father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his son should not be going back to work anytime soon and that he needs to rest up. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
In an interview with the BBC, Stanley Johnson said Boris would need a period of readjustment before picking up the reins again in Downing Street. The UK leader spent 3 nights in the intensive care unit at St Thomas's Hospital in London after his COVID-19 symptoms worsened. He was then moved back to a regular ward and is resting in what his office has described as the early phase of his recovery. Johnson was diagnosed with COVID-19 2 weeks ago, the first world leader confirmed to have the illness. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab is standing in for Johnson while he is in hospital. Karen Chalas, London.
This is VOA News. South Korean officials on Friday reported 91 patients thought cleared of the new coronavirus had tested positive again. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Korea's Center for Disease Control and Prevention have said that the virus may have been reactivated rather than the patients being reinfected. But authorities say it remains unclear what is behind the trend and that investigations are still underway. Some experts have suggested that false test results could also be at fault, but may not be infectious or of danger to the host or others. But the prospect of people being reinfected with the virus is of international concern. Many countries are hoping and relying on infected populations developing sufficient immunity to prevent a resurgence of the virus. South Korea on Friday reported its lowest number of new infections after daily cases peaked at more than 900 in late February, and the death toll rose to at least 211.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Nearly a year after fire devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, the city's archbishop held a small ceremony there to mark Good Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, he prayed that Easter's message of rebirth might bring comfort to a country stricken coronavirus pandemic.
Wearing hard hats with their clerical Paris Archbishop Michel Le Petit attended the solemn service as many more watched on television at home. It was only the second service to have been held in the iconic cathedral since the April 15 fire. We're in this half-fallen cathedral to say that life still exists, the Archbishop said in his homily. President Emmanuel Macron has set a target of 5 years for restoring Notre Dame. But restoration work has been put on hold following the lockdown that began in France on March 17.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Apple and Google launched a major joint effort to leverage smartphone technology to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
In an effort to help national governments track down people who may have been infected by the new coronavirus, Apple and Google have joined efforts to add software to phones for so-called contact tracing. The technology will run on iPhones and Android phones. Using Bluetooth wireless technology, the contact tracing apps would gather a record of other phones in close proximity and alert those who might have been infected by known carriers. Phone owners would have to install the apps and agree to share data with public health officials. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.